Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on March 13 regarding Angela Terrell, T-E-R-R-E-L-L. Angela Terrell is a 57-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 12/24/20. Prior to transferring a patient into a wheelchair when he started having spasms. But as a result, she experienced symptoms in the left side of her lumbar spine. But she did not go to the emergency room afterwards, period. She had further evaluation, but remains unaware of her final diagnosis. Period. She states she can do no lifting over 20 pounds. Period. She did not undergo any injections or surgery and has completed a course of active treatment. Period. The paragraph records show she filed a claim petition alleging she injured her lumbar spine on 12/24/20 while transferring a patient to a wheelchair. Period. Treatment records show she was seen on 12/28/20 at AtlanticCare Occupational Health, reporting the same mechanism of injury. Period. She had tightness across the lower back, but no radicular symptoms since the day after her injury. Period. After examination, she was diagnosed with lumbar strain and was prescribed Scalaxin and continuation of leave. Period. She was placed at restricted duty. Period. She followed up at occupational health for the next several weeks, running through 2/1/21. Period. At that juncture, her pain was 0-7/10. Period. Physical therapy was reordered and she was referred for orthopedic consultation. Period. In the paragraph, in that regard, she was seen orthopedically by Dr. Zook on 2/17/21. Period. He diagnosed a lumbar back sprain for which he ordered additional therapy. Period. She then had a lumbar MRI at 3/25/21 to be inserted. Period. She participated in a functional capacity evaluation on 4/15/21. Period. This found that she performed it with maximum effort and was deemed capable of working in the light physical demand category. Period. She continued to see Dr. Zook through 4/21/21. Period. She still had subjective complaints of low back pain with no motor weakness of the lower extremities nor any bowel or bladder dysfunction. Period. She reported pain at extremes of motion in the lumbar spine. Period. There was no evidence of radiculopathy or clonus or myelopathy. Period. Dr. Zook released her from care within the parameters of her functional capacity evaluation. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. She appeared poorly nourished. Period. She states her previous weight was 123 pounds, and she now weighs 104 pounds. Period. She attributes this to stress. Period. Extremities upper. She had healed burn scars on the proximal forearms bilaterally that she attributed to a dishwasher. Period. Skin was otherwise normal in color, turquoise, and temperature. The rest of that section is normal. Extremities lower. Motion of the left hip was full in all spheres, but internal rotation elicited tenderness. Period. Motion of the right hip, as well as both knees and ankles, was full in all spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. Supine straight-leg raise maneuver on the left at 75 degrees elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period. On the right at 90 degrees, no low back or radicular complaints were elicited. Period. She was tender at left sciatic notch and paravertebral muscles In the absence of spasms, there was none on the right. Impressions on 12/24/20, Angela Terrell was transferring a patient and injured her lower back. Period. She was seen by occupational health 4 days later and initiated on appropriate conservative measures. Appeared to remain symptomatic and submitted to an MRI on 3/25/21 to be inserted here. Appeared in the paragraph, she then came under the orthopedic care of Dr. Zook, who had to continue conservative measures. Appeared she did undergo a functional capacity evaluation that found she could work in the light physical demand category. Period. Dr. Zook then discharged her from care within those parameters. Period. New paragraph, the current examination of the lumbar spine is very benign. Period. There were no clinical signs of disc pathology, spinal stenosis, radiculopathy, or facet arthropathy. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back. Paired the findings on her MRI comport with her age and history of tobacco abuse. Period. End.